Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Burt Breer with my friend Trenny Kuznarek on Early Edition, NBC Sports Boston, a favorite of Stiz. Stiz loves to watch that program.
Oh, it's awesome.
He used to think the coolest thing I did in life was appear on that program. He was like, that's so cool, you're on TV.
Yeah, what happened?
It is cool.
And I have to work till 6, and I can't make it there in time to do that program anymore.
It's the same for me.
It's cutting to my finances, if we're being honest.
I mean, that's when you and I, we've done a couple shows together.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot, but a couple, and always enjoyed those. And,
yeah.
Trini's excellent at that job. She got her own opinion. She's good at facilitating, and I'm not going to lie. I kind of, Burt Breer. Big fan of him. Like we used to do pregame shows together and post, and to watch him work his phone after a game. I mean, it's literally like we're doing the Patriots post game, and Andy Reid's texting him, and you know, Kyle Shanahan's texting him, and it was like,
it's what those guys do. The Schefters, cool, the crap sheets,
yep.
The Breers, they work the phones. So he describes sort of the way things went down. Apparently, the one question I would ask Burt if he were on. Well, the one question I'd ask Stiz is, what was that noise that was just in my headphone? Blip, blip, blip. You rewinding something in there?
We're workshopping Take Tuesday on the fly. Sorry.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's a good sound for Take Tuesday. Perfect.
I know what your question's going to be.
My question is, how do you know he was truthful with Mike Vrabel?
Although, yeah. Or that he got the message.
Yeah,
What was the message?
I feel like Burt was being very optimistic there, maybe even bordering on naive. Like, I don't know exactly what happened on that boat. I don't think Burt knows exactly, and Vrabel can't know exactly what happened on that boat. He now knows whatever Diggs fessed up to, right, or acknowledged or said what happened on that boat. So I thought that was interesting. And then, yeah, get the message. What does that mean? For how long?
Yeah.
To what end? Because
yep.
Stiz keeps me updated on the Diggs offset back and forth, which
that's
seems like it's
Stiz.
Turning
got a little crazy the other day.
Yeah.
Stiz, that, can you share a little bit? You sent one of the tweets that Offset sent to Stephon Diggs, and it just feels it feels more than theater. This feels like serious stuff to me.
This feels like the rap world. What Biggie and those guys, like, where people end up having issues.
Yeah, this could potentially go down a, you know, scary, dangerous road. But for anyone that didn't see it, Offset tweeted the other day. I'm just going to quote what he tweeted. Now, when somebody dies for playing with my son, they're going to call me the crash out. I don't care how I look. Trolling with my kids will end bad.
So do you know what precipitated that? Like, Diggs is hanging out with his kids.
Well, like I told you, Offset believes that Cardi cheated on him with Stephon Diggs while she was pregnant.
Ew.
And that
so
was
an
like
unborn
a
child?
Yeah, that was like a big thing. And, you know, like I said, Cardi and Offset have had a toxic relationship for years. He was cheating on her everywhere, and then she started doing it to him, and it was with Stephon, and it's just nasty. And, you know, I don't know where Stephon Diggs is from, but Offset, I think, is like from the streets. So
Dan Ball knows.
Dan Ball?
I would like to add that Cardi also said that God told her to date Stefon Diggs recently.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm with the person that I'm with now because sometimes, I don't know, like, I just feel like God would tell me to give him a chance, which is so weird. So maybe she listens to your same Bible podcast.
Wow. Oh, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
You can interpret the Bible really any way you need to interpret it to fit your current situation.
Apparently.
Hey, Stiz, real quick. Cardi B or Kylie?
Come on, Ted. It's Team Cardi over here.
Cardi B, all the way. To me,
wait. What's your answer,
Cardi?
Okay,
I'm with Stiz on that. I've played with guys that have had off the field stuff, and you know who I'm talking about. We won't say his name, but came to work and like balled out in practice and was a borderline Hall of Famer. Yet you heard all these stories, like what was going on off the field, and you just go, "How does he come to work every day? Like there's no." And there are guys that are compartmentalize that and come to work every day. I couldn't do that. I don't know. Stefon Diggs is in a special category. I mean, if you look at his behavior, my guess is that then all of a sudden he's become who he is now. He's probably – there's stories out there that, you know, he's kind of has these types of behaviors, but he still balls out when it's time. And the only thing you worry about is if they start losing, he loses interest. That's the kind of worry, you know, his mind starts thinking off season as opposed to finishing the season strong. That's what I would worry about.
I also worry that he, like Stiz is alluding to, is now playing on a different level with Cardi B and Offset and the drama maybe being escalated. I go back to the Vikings teammates, that question, who would you not let your sister date? And they all said Stefon Diggs. Yeah. So clearly he had some sort of reputation, but now it's a very public red carpet, he's in the tabloids type reputation, and I just wonder, does that take more time, energy? Does that more, like, is that more of a distraction?
For most humans, yes.
Yeah.
For most people, you can't not let that impact how you go to work every day.
Right. Right. Like, if I have Offset threatening me, I'm scared. Not going to lie to you, I'm scared. Yeah. I don't know if he's just not scared because he's in that world and that's just what they do. They beef, they back and forth, whatever. But, I mean, I don't want to make this comparison because it's a leap of a comparison, but this was part of the tale of Aaron Hernandez. Remember, like, you should get a flop house. I'm scared. Trade me to the West Coast. Get me out of this environment.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of the road, if you believe this Stiz drama that he's following on social media. That's kind of the road Diggs is going down with Offset. Like, this could be something where he starts to look over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are there people coming to get me?
I don't know how he doesn't, but that's I agree. But your overall point for this segment was just kind of, are there a lot of issues piling up? You know, people will talk about, you know, just the integrating Elliot Wolf with Ryan Cowden. So is that an obstacle that they got to overcome? The Steph Diggs situation, integrating Josh McDaniels into this offense with other, you know, Thomas Brown, the passing game coordinator. Not having Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator here, because of health problems. Are these big issues, small issues, nothing to really look at like Tom Curran thinks, or do you think this is a prelude to maybe what might potentially come?
I think they are varying size or degree issues. And this is some of my, you know, hesitancy to jump on sort of the positive bandwagon of they're a 10-win team. Like Tom just said, well, everything's supposed to be smooth sailing. So, Mike, go out there. You get an easy schedule, especially at home. Mike, go out there and win 10 games. I don't see this team in that mode right now. I think, like, the Steph Diggs one is a perfect example. It seems like it's over until it isn't, right? Because guess what's going to happen? Next week, they have mandatory minicamp. We'll be down there on Monday, by the way. We'll be broadcasting from Gillette 2 to 6, but we'll also be there at practice to watch. So we'll report back. But next week, after they finish that, pretty soon they're going to be sending the players off, right? For that, I know Parcells used to hate this time, that time when you stick by your phone and wonder what the hell are these idiots doing.
I would say the time after minicamp and before training camp is where the majority of guys get in trouble.
So that's when we may find out if Steph Diggs really did get the message and if Steph Diggs is fine. And he's not the only one. You know, there was another little, I'm not going to say kerfuffle, a minor little social media blip last week. I don't know if you saw it. Swinson, the pass rusher out of LSU that they drafted. He had a thing where he said, you know, what I'm going to do with my contract, I'm going to redo my mom's house. I'm going to go buy the Lamborghini, Diablo, whatever I'm going to do. And people were like adding these up and like, dude, you're only taking home like $700,000 as a late round rookie. You're going to be bankrupt soon if you actually think. And
he'd be like most of the guys.
Right.
I mean, the majority of guys think like him and end up bankrupt.
And so the majority of guys are immature. The majority of guys, if you give them a month away from the team, or even just look at the University of Georgia, that's had all those incidents with driving and racing and traffic violations, including tragic ones that resulted in the deaths of people. These are those things that can happen. So, yeah, this new football team with this new culture, it sounds great. Let's see how it plays out in the month of July and into training camp. Because once you get them back in camp, at least then you have some sort of authority over them. You see them. They're around all the time. So, yeah, that's an issue. I think Drake May in the offense is just an issue. Until it proves it's not an issue, I have no idea what this offense, like Josh McDaniels said, he doesn't know what it's going to be. Because guess what? If they only have slot receivers, they're going to be a limited offense. If they only have Diggs and Chisholm and Mac Hollins running around out there, aren't they going to be kind of easy to defend? Aren't you going to have a lot of defenses playing really tight to the line of scrimmage and no one's worried about the Ty Law said it last year. No one on that offense scares me. Who am I worried running by me and making plays? Nobody. If they're the same kind of offense,
Diggs, yeah.
That's tough to – and we'll see. See how healthy he is. Because right now, if he's at 70, 80% out there, that's great. How long does it take him to get to 90, 95, 100%?
So ideally, for a highly functioning offense, you have three elements. You have the running game to kind of keep defensive honest and not play too high safeties. You need the middle of the field, and you need the deep game to open things up.
Yep.
So ideally, you have all three of those elements. The deep game has not been part of this offense for a long time. The running game is, it's there, but it's not hugely hasn't been impactful. Hopefully, Travion Henderson has that. But the middle of the field needs to get more focused on, other than just the tight ends. And the slot receiver position has been Josh McDaniels, kind of one of his best things that he's ever developed. Was the quarterback and the slot receiver working together.
Yep, and it's worked throughout this system, even predates him sort of with Charlie and then working it Troy does. Brown, who, we talk about you being born too early or too late. I think Troy Brown was born too early. I think if Troy Brown had been born a little bit later and played his whole career with Tom Brady, I think Troy Brown might be getting ready to go in Canton. I am
love
a big
guy,
Troy Brown fan.
When he played 35 years? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying if he had gotten 12 years with Tom Brady, I think we're talking about a guy who has, 15,000 yards receiving in the NFL, touchdowns,
no
big
me,
plays. But yeah, that slot receiver and Chisholm is apparently the next great white hope or whatever you want to hype there, you want to call it. We got some phone calls lining up, 617-779-7937, and I love it. Both calls are related to one person, Stiz. He needs his attention, he needs his love, and he needs maybe a little pushback. So we'll start with Franco and Lynn, who has more on Stiz's favorite topic, Diggs versus Offset. What's up, Franco?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know the reason why Offset made those threats towards Stephon Diggs was because Stephon Diggs recently got his hair braided.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cardi B allowed their son to basically copy that same hairstyle. So that's why Offset is all, you know, mad about that. And, you know, honestly, I feel like this could probably end bad, you know, with this drama going on.
Thanks for the call, Franco. Yeah,
it seems reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I would be livid. Well, if my kid's mom is dating a new guy and then I send my son over there and he comes back with the new guy's haircut,
absolutely.
Oh, it's on.
Does it the fact that she's been calling him out for being a deadbeat dad make a difference?
It's just all piling on.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't really any there's a lot of ugly divorces out there and kids and Ted, you don't need to make faces. We'll just move right along past that, Ted.
Ugly kids.
But this one just happens to include two celebrities and social media and people like Stiz following play-by-play on social media that adds a layer to it.
Well, unfortunately, we see this a lot with domestic. When there are domestic issues, you know, that's when things tend to get or can get, you know, violent.
And
there's
we all think
involved and jealousy.
We wouldn't
and
do it. But I always say I don't know what I would or wouldn't do. Like in that situation, you know, your kid comes home with the other dude's haircut or he comes, you know, and tempers full. You know, there's a reason it's crimes of passion, because when you kind of redline and go from zero to hot and all of a sudden you don't know what you're seeing and doing.
If I'm Vrabel, part of me would want to have a talk about just that. It's like there's just a do you want that out there? Do you want one of your players having a public beef, which is there's a lot of emotions. You get divorced. This guy's around your kids now, but you aren't. You know, it's like, dude, tap down the fervor.
We now have a rapper threatening murder against a Patriots player.
I'll be honest.
I don't have that goes kind of under the radar like it's been.
If this were me running a team and I knew all of this, and let's just say this happened 6 months ago and I knew this coming into, do we want to sign Stephon Diggs? I would probably not. I would like, we don't need that. Our wide receiver room is a mess. Chris Curtis said this the other day. Like, he was brought into a rudderless room where there's just chaos and no leaders and young guys not developing. And he's the veteran, quote-unquote, presence. Like, I don't think I would have brought him in if I knew there was this to go along with the knee and the other and the way he deals with quarterbacks. And he's, you know, a tough mouth to feed. I think I would have just moved on.
The counter is, did you see him working with the young guys, Jalen Polk, they're in OTAs when he's here this
felt
week?
Felt a bit theatrical to me. I think that whole appearance was theatrical.
Some would say that's kind of, when he's here and he's present, that he's fully engaged. And
but when he's not, he's with Cardi B getting chased by Offset.
Yep.
Like, movies are made about stuff like this, documentaries.
Can Vrabel go to him and say, hey, listen,
no.
Why don't we put the relationship on pause for a little bit? We're paying you millions of dollars to play football.
You can't say that, Stiz, but you can say, can you just not make your tweets public? Because he went back and Offset tweeted him, and then so he tweets back with the catching the pass, right? And so he's kind of he's thumbing his nose at it. He's
fanning
kind of,
the flames.
He's flaming the
flames. You can't tell him
fanning the flames
not to have a relationship or whatever, but Vrabel kind of did that. The first day he was asked about it, when he said, we want our guys to make good decisions off the field, on the field. Like, that was his way of saying, like, can we smarten up a little bit? Can we not be doing all this dumb stuff? But, yeah, you can't tell a man, a grown man, that you can't date a woman.
UNC would have done that by now.
There you go. But Vrabes,
how dare you, Daniel?
She's so fun, man. I mean, how do you do handle that? I don't know.
617-779-7937. And then another Stiz-related call. Jake and Ludlow, love the subject line, Stiz is stupid. Do tell, Jake.
Oh. All right, I got a couple things. I saw the same thing that guy was talking about the braids that Diggs and Cardi B's kid had.
Yep.
It's like I saw the picture of the post. It's literally the same exact braids. So if I was Offset, I'd be pretty pissed, too, to be playing around with my kid like that. But anyways, I just want to talk about something you guys talked about in your three-point stance about the coaching. I don't think you can specifically go off of just your gut or your analytics. Like, the coach has to use both, kind of like you guys talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, they give the analytics, and then he uses that information and then makes a decision with his gut based off of that information. Like, you can't just use one or the other.
Right.
And wrong decisions are always going to be made, and –
Agreed.
The coach is going to be wrong no matter what.
All right, now get and to the Stiz is stupid part, please. Yes.
Stiz is an idiot because while Aaron Rodgers is a douche, you cannot use the vaccine things that Stiz was using. The conspiracy theorists were almost 100% right about that.
That's insane.
The amount that the CDC... The amount that the CDC has backtracked.
Yeah.
Why did Anthony Fauci get pardoned? Why would you pardon somebody that did no wrong? That's kind of weird.
Well, because you have an administration. And listen, I don't want to get too political, but you have an administration that's vowing vindication. What's the word I'm looking for? Like going after their enemies.
Vengeance.
Vengeance. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot going on in politics that we don't need to get involved with. But if you want to follow, if you get bored with Offset and Diggs, you can follow Trump and Musk because that's every bit as volatile right now.
That is juicy today, boy.
Friends no mo. And Epstein files.
Like overnight.
Oh, my. It's tremendous. You know what's the perfect example of? I said this to Dan Ball off here. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah. Clearly, they weren't really friends or loyalty there.
They were using each other. This was bound to happen.
And now that he's outside of the White House and the reach, Musk is all in on destroying Trump, his fancy bill and everything. Now, he's biased because some of that bill attacks his companies. It attacks Tesla and Hertz. Tesla and those things. But this is the world we live in.
It's
so we're
crazy.
Talking about the Patriots, hopefully number one wide receiver. We know all his dirty laundry because it's on social media. And the president of the United States and the richest man in the world are fighting and having a beef on Twitter.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Goes on and on.
Such a brave new world. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but I enjoy it. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get to my guy. My guy and the Boston Celtics. I thought for sure Jaylen Brown was going to be leading this team into the 2025-26 season, going to get his chance to shine and maybe lead the team to the playoffs, figure it out. But now we have some close tied-in insiders that are bringing up trade ideas that involve Jaylen Brown. I don't care for it, and we're going to get to it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, the man with one singular name, Dan Ball, with What's Trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.